You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Saturday, February 18th, Auckland Pride will be marching in solidarity with our intersex community. This year, the festival is encouraging the rainbow community and its allies to elevate important issues for our intersex community in our fight for progress and to educate ourselves in variations of sex characteristics. I spoke to Jelly O'Shea from Intersex Aotearoa, an organisation that looks to affirm and advocate on behalf of people born with variations of sex characteristics, about this kaupapa. We started off our interview discussing why it is important to hold space for the intersex community during Pride.
We're really excited to team with Auckland Pride. We're a small community with still, you know, a lack of understanding around our complexity, our amazing diversity, and how we fit into the rainbow. And for lots of people with intersex variations, they don't necessarily feel comfortable or identify in a rainbow space. So I think the idea around this collaboration and uplifting intersex voices is about bringing understanding to the wider kind of rainbow peeps, just to like get down with what intersex is or could be or might be and all the different understandings of that, and what some of our immediate calls for actions are, like how people can be in allyship with us, or just sort of get to learn more and understand more and talk to their buddies, friends and whānau about it. So Auckland Pride actually invited us and asked if we'd like to be a part of that. So what it will mean is on the ground, there'll be a small crew of people with intersex variations there, and then like really just asking for as many allies to come and like dress up in yellow and purple. We'll be doing face paint. We'll be like bringing heaps of placards. And in fact, we're hoping to do an event the day before on the 17th of February where people can come and like, you know, paint an intersexy placard, learn a bit more about our kaupapa and what we're calling for, and then walk with us. So it's definitely going to be a community effort on the day.
Could you tell our listeners, this will probably be a different answer depending on who you ask or who the person is, but can you tell us a little bit about what it means to be intersex?
Yeah, and thank you. You prefaced that perfectly. It definitely has lots of different meanings in terms of how that lands for the individual. And obviously we respect, you know, the lived experience of anyone. So the sort of technical definition is that you are born with or you have innate variations in your sex characteristics. So it's separate to like gender diversity or transgender in the way that it's sort of like looking at your embodiment that's innate to you. So that could be your primary sex characteristics. This all gets a bit kind of heavy in its language and terms, but we all have sex characteristics. They could be, you know, your internal, external reproductive hormones. That could be your chromosomes or your hormones and how they work in your body. And then lots of different iterations of those things. So we all have those. So people with variations in those, they might be present at birth. They might, you know, be affected or not go through puberty as deemed normal for a female or male body. Or later in life, people find out they might have an intersex variation when they, I don't know, like engage in fertility and find out that there's, you know, their body might have differences that they didn't know about until that point. Some people maybe never know. And then, so there's other things. We all have secondary sex characteristics. So that might be like, you know, things like you have hair, which is deemed abnormal for a woman because of the way your hormones, you know, move through your body. So there's lots of like, you know, some intersex variations might have visual things that challenge some of those binaries we think of male and female. But intersex isn't like a third sex. It's important to sort of realise that lots of people who have intersex variations do subscribe to being cisgender and also heterosexual. So it's a funny tension that we hold within the rainbow, the LGBTQIA space, is that, you know, when we talk about queering a space, we're talking about the queering of bodies and as well as sexuality and gender diversity. And so intersex sits on the queering of a body rather than anything to do with your gender or your sexuality.
Could you tell me a little bit about why you think it's really important that we're highlighting intersex inclusivity within the community and also elevating their voices during Pride?
Yeah, I think part of this year's kaupapa is, you know, really talking about the origins of Pride as a protest, as well as, you know, a celebration. So I think in terms of where we are at as a country, you know, we're struggling with a lot of realities. I think the reality of colonisation in Aotearoa is really important, and the way that that affects the systems and the way that we engage with everyone, obviously specifically Māori and Pacifica. And there's a lot of knowledge we don't know in terms of, like, how Māori and Pacifica understandings of intersex might be and how we can sort of, like, re-indigenise that space. So that's really important, and that's something we want and need to work on more. And we've got an amazing co-chair too, Chapman, that's upholding that kaupapa and speaks really amazingly to that. So we're sort of doing that work at the same time as we're trying to get better understanding from the, you know, other people in part, as part of the rainbow, around their lack of awareness of intersex issues and what bodily autonomy looks like to us, what intersex joy could be, and what's actually some of the ongoing harms that are still happening in Aotearoa's hospitals that we're fighting really hard to change. Yeah, I think before change can happen, there needs to be awareness, and there needs to just be, like, some baseline understandings of what those challenges are, so that we can make sure that people are in allyship with us. There's a lot of confusion and conflation with intersex and trans stuff, and while there's lots of values and principles that are the same, and that's really important, the distinction is also important too. So, obviously lots of people who are trans, you know, might have intersex variations and really wanting to hold that nuance as well, and that our communities intersect. But yeah, just trying to bring just a greater awareness so that we can do some transformation that's needed.
Can you tell us a little bit more about some of those calls to action that you're advocating for in terms of awareness and then also addressing some of the issues faced by intersex people in Aotearoa?
So I think a primary thing to really name is invisibility or erasure. So we have a medical protocol that's still performed in Aotearoa and New Zealand's hospitals that hasn't changed a whole lot since the 1950s. I think, you know, people talk about surgical techniques getting better, but we don't really have what we call, like, a psychosocial model, which is, like, an understanding that we put the onus on intersex bodies to change rather than society to change. The more that society can understand that bodies are diverse and people are born with a spectrum of different bodies, and that a male body or a female body does not have to look or perform a certain way to uphold the gender of that assigned to it, and that, you know, everything from fertility to standing up to pee to whether you can have penetrative sex, all those things are what is really zoned in on by the medical industrial complex, you know. And so we've got young people being heavily medicalised. We've got families with not much information and, you know, a sense of pressure from whether that's from doctors or from society for their babies to be perfect and have, you know, the classic 10 fingers and 10 toes, you know, also that their genitals conform to notions of normal. You know, our call is fuck normal. Sorry, I swore. It's important.
That's okay. It's BFM.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that's one of our slogans. And that's not saying normal's bad, but it's saying what is normal? Let's, like, ask the question, what is normal? And, you know, we can actually, if we change that, we can change those social pressures that are forcing intersex bodies to change. Because what we're left with is people that are physically and emotionally harmed. They don't have access to support, or they're not put in touch with other people with intersex variations. In fact, there's a kind of concealment model that happens where people are told, oh, you've got a rare variation, you'll never meet anyone like you, you've got a disorder, you've got, it's kind of like an aberration, you should probably not tell anyone about that, we'll just do some surgeries and you'll have a perfectly normal binary heteronormative life. And it doesn't always work out like that for people, and people live with a lot of that pain alone. And it affects whānaus and their relationships with each other. So, yeah, I think it's about, you know, why it's so relevant to the rainbow space. There's a lot of coming out that needs to happen and a lot of, like, holding that needs to happen by our peers that don't have intersex variations and yeah, just healing that needs to happen. So our call to action is for people to ask more questions about what happens within our hospitals and why. And we are doing work with Te Whatu Ora on this, bringing out new medical guidelines under the Labor government. So, yeah, keep an eye on this space. We definitely are trying to change the system from within, but also still believe that protest and community activation is really important as part of that method.
Yeah, and can you just remind our listeners, if they want to get involved in this march or more events during Pride Month, how can they do this?
We're going to be have some information at the Rainbow Violence Prevention Network stall at the Big Gay Out. So that's, I think, on the 12th of February. So look out for us there. Then also on the 17th of February, we'll be dropping more information through the Auckland Pride social networks and our own about where that is happening. But there'll be a placard naked event and also just, like, ask all the questions. There's no wrong question. And talk about how to help people feel intersexy on the 17th, the day before the parade. And then we'll also share a meeting time if you want to come and walk with us and don some faceplant and get some yellow and purple going. There'll be lots of glitter. We've got temporary tattoos that say fuck normal. A lot of prep that's happened in the lead up, so we're really excited.
And that was Jelly O'Shea from Intersex Aotearoa on Auckland Pride's march in solidarity with our intersex community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.